Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. Numbers in is 402-915-0962. That's our party line. Also, we take messages via email, bpscrasher@gmail.com. I'm sucking down some Gatorade Zero. I tried to do the, what's that stuff called, Liquid IV?
Yeah.
I went back at it again just to check and see. It makes me have to run to the restroom as if I'm getting a colonoscopy the next day. Is what it does. And I did it again. It was 100% spot on. There's something in that zero sugar liquid IV that gets me.
I wonder what it is.
I don't know. It's something that they're adding in lieu of sugar.
Okay.
So there's aspartame or I have no idea what it is. I haven't even looked into it.
You would think that would be, I mean, that would also be in all the other zero sugar stuff. Like that's not uniquely, like there's something in their unique recipe that is just doing a number on you because you drink other zero sugar stuff and it's all the same.
It's all the same. Because I don't quite understand it. And Wylene even said, sweet Wylene was like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that again? I'm like, I got to test it out and see what it is.
She's like, no, you don't. We know what happens. Yeah. Like, I'm surprised again. Once again.
All right. It's a natural zero sugar substitute called Allulose. Allulose is what they're saying is in it. That's actually what's replacing that's the sweetener, Allulose, a rare sugar that does not spike blood sugar. All right, now. So
you need to check the labeling on the zero sugar liquid IV and see what their sugar substitute is.
If it's a rare sugar that does not spike blood sugar, all right, that's great for people that have diabetes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. However, I feel like it's almost false advertisement because the reason why people don't drink the low sugar or no sugar or whatever is so they don't get fat too. So basically all this does is regulate the blood sugar so it's still on the same level of sugar. It's just
what
a different
sugar. What do
the
calories say? I mean, you can look on the label and see what calories and sugar are. Like, I'm drinking what I thought was a vitamin water zero, but it turns out that it is regular vitamin water. So it's got 27 grams of sugar. I'm like, dang, wow. I know, right?
Yeah,
but peeling me off the ceiling. I'm never usually drinking that kind of stuff.
So this is Allulose is also a stevia leaf extract, I guess.
Okay, so that's stevia.
Yeah, that's stevia. What gets me. I know that because I've tried that before and I just don't like the flavor of it. But it says it has 15 to 20 calories and 0 grams of sugar. Yeah, it has 0 grams of sugar, but it's a sugar sugar substitute.
Mm-hmm.
It's still sugar, right? Maybe I'm just looking at it wrong. A lot of sodium. Jeez, 530 milligrams of sodium.
Really?
Yeah, that's a whole lot. And this,
that's how they're getting you because this has 0 grams of sodium.
Okay.
And it has 0 grams of fat. It's 100 calories. But the big thing is it's sugar. I mean, there's no protein. There's no sodium. There's no fat. It's just all carbs, which is probably why my body loves it. They're like, carbs
galore. Yeah, so that must be what it is.
This on account of the fact that it's got 100% vitamin B12 and 100% vitamin B6. And so that's one of the things. So I had a recent doctor's appointment and they want me to do a sun lamp, get some vitamin B6 and omega vitamins. So I have yet to do it. I mean, this was like 3 weeks ago. I'm like, right on top of that.
Why aren't you doing it?
Because I'm an idiot. Because I'm like, I'll go and get that tomorrow. And then I move it. So I have these little reminders on my phone. You can schedule them for the day. No, they don't go away. They stay there. You can schedule them for the day. And I just keep moving them from day to day. So like while I'm in bed at night, I'm like, didn't get to that stuff today. Time to move it to tomorrow.
God, I've been there before.
So I've got, you know, like this nightly ritual where I get into bed and I get to stare at all the things that I didn't get accomplished that day. It's such a great way to go to sleep. Stressed out about the fact that you didn't get the things done that you wanted to. And now they're just haunting you the next day.
Well,
winning.
Yeah. Well, I'll shoot a video of it for next week, but I just got delivered to me. It's like a portable steam room with red light therapy.
How do you do that in your bathroom?
No, I bought it. I actually bought it on TikTok Shop is what I did. I gave my friend some commission.
5 minutes until they're like, that is recalled. It gives you
lesions. It's just because it's on TikTok Shop doesn't mean it. I mean, all that stuff is legit stuff. It really is. So anyway, I'll shoot a video of it.
Where did you set it up?
I set it up in the Cuddle Cove. And then I think when summer hits and that pool is open, I'm going to set it up out there and let it go. But maybe not. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. It's about, I want to say it's at least 3x3. Maybe 4x4. It's about 4x4, something like that.
And what, you just stand in it?
No, it's tall enough to stand, but you sit in it, and then it just steams you up. It's good for stress. It's good for your skin. It's good for all of that. And for the price, I just couldn't beat it.
How much was it?
It was like $150 is all. As soon as I told Wyleen about it, and I, you know, I said we should get one for you, you know.
For you, you're the first person to use it.
Yeah,
you're like, Wyleen, I think you need this. She's like, whatever you need to tell yourself, go ahead and order it.
Yeah, so, no, but she, the big question is, what is the price of it, you know? And then, yeah, I told her, and then I showed it to her, and yeah, there you go. Then boom, next thing you know, I'm ordering the thing, and I'm going to shoot a video and sell it on my TikTok. I need money. Someone sponsor this show.
Well, that's so crazy that, like, does it come with a chair? It seems like that's a lot of stuff for $150.
It is. It came with a little chair, Molly. I don't even know how to describe it. I was reluctant in the beginning. And then I had lunch with my buddy Brad, and then he was telling me about it, and I had seen his stuff, you know, because he on TikTok, and I looked it up, and sure enough, I looked at it enough videos that I was like, screw it, let's buy it. Maybe it'll be good for us, you know. The only thing is that you don't want to do is have alcohol and then jump in one of those things, because then you're going to be dealing with I'm sure issues. So
you're only going to be able to do it at like 11 o'clock in the morning. So I have a really small window in which to use this.
You know what? I should do this as your workout. You know how you don't have a drink until you work out.
Right.
I can do this first. But then what happens when you sweat all that stuff out and then you have a drink? I have to do some research on it. It hits me. Ooh. No, yeah. I don't want to be hit like that. So, I will share it. And then everyone listening is going to go buy it. And you're going to buy it from me so I can make some extra dollars on the side. I have no shame in my game, Molly.
You do not. You really don't.
I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a side hustler. I'm a side gigger. I got so many different things that I like to do that go on that. And everything I do is a hobby / generates income of some sort. Everything.
You are really like sly like that. You're like, I mean, and you're not afraid to charge people. That's the other thing is that you are completely like, that'll be $20.
Well, it'll be a fair charge. It's a fair charge is what it is. All right. So I have the real estate. I do real estate, but I only do that for family and friends. So anybody needs anything, let me know. But I also have a Sweet Wylene's bread company where I make 100%, you know, allergy free, gluten free bread, artisan breads at that. And then now I am a TikTok shopper.
What is this, your commercial or a podcast? Good God.
I'm already signed up for DoorDash. I haven't done that yet. Believe me, I haven't in the last X amount of years. I haven't had time to be able to do this kind of fun stuff, you know?
Fun. Yeah. Okay. It's you and I have very different, as yeah. we found with the bird sanctuary and, the dead birds, you and I have very different ways of killing time.
I thought of a great t-shirt and I was going to run it by you. What about Swan Massacre Survivor?
Oh, that's a conversation starter. Sir, could you tell me more about your swan massacre surviving?
Yes.
I'm so glad you asked. The person's like, I feel like I shouldn't have, but I was just so compelled by the t-shirt.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so we got to motivate real quick. It's Friday. We got a great weekend ahead of us. So you got yogurt mixed with pickle juice. That's all that's left.
That's it.
All right.
That's all we've got.
Let's see what it is, shall we?
Remember, whatever hardships you're going through in life, whatever your circumstances are, just remember this. No one cares.
So true. It's really hard when you're trying to make other people care, and they're like, I really don't care. I mean, yeah. I know you've hinted that you want to talk about this a couple different times. Like, I got a weekend coming. You're like, there was a reason I didn't follow up with you when you said that. I don't care.
I wonder when you share information, like, you know, to share things like that, you know, when you're going through stuff, how long does that sit with some people? I mean, does it just go one ear and out the other within the next, you know, 10 minutes? I'm sure it does. Then it just becomes conversation about you and behind your back is what it becomes. Yeah. Because you're
going to be in conversation about you behind your back. Like, so then you go and say, hey, Molly was such a wear out the other day. She was talking to me about whatever. Yes. Oh, you're that friend.
No, I'm not that friend. I'm just saying I wouldn't refer to you as a wear out. I would just say Molly's going through this stuff. You know,
and
blah,
I
blah,
don't
blah.
Care. Yeah. She wanted to talk to me about it. And no, now I'm going to talk to you about it. And somebody else is like, I really don't care. Like, this isn't even your problem. This is somebody tangentially that has a problem that I don't even know that person. So why would I care?
Yeah. That's what I mean about talking behind the back.
It is always so great when somebody's telling you about someone you don't know.
Yes.
You know, where they're like, yes. Okay.
I so don't
Lisa,
never...
you're like, I don't know Lisa. You're like, let me tell you about Lisa. You're like, I'm good.
I don't care.
I know a lot of people. I don't think I need to know about somebody I'm never going to meet. Like, yeah, I'm not going to meet Lisa. And she sounds awful. Like, I don't want to meet
going
Lisa.
Through some stuff. Hey, how was Peter's birthday? Happy belated birthday to Mr. Peter Coffee, your
yes.
hubby. Yeah,
Mr.
I shot him a
Peter
message.
Coffee.
I shot him a text on his birthday, and I said, I'm going to eat some ice cream in to celebrate your birthday. And then he said, you're the best. Don't poop yourself.
Oh,
a different word. I said, I do have dairy issues. And he goes, that's what I heard.
When my wife was talking about you and I was like, I don't care.
What'd you guys do? How'd it go down?
Nothing. Like, it was like, I felt so bad.
Really?
So I worked that day. Like, I did a full 8-hour shift and then we recorded the show. And then I had to run out and get him a cake because he thankfully, like, he wanted a store-bought cake. Like, he's like, you know what? I love supermarket cakes.
Does he? Did yeah. you always know that?
I didn't, because usually in the past, he will have me. He's like, you know what tastes great? And I'm like, what? He's like, whatever cake is hardest for you to make. It's like, I really want that one. And I'm like, what? Oh. And he's like, what cake is the most involved, annoying, difficult cake to make? Make that for me.
Is he doing
so that's
just
always
to be-
been like the running joke is that okay. like he's always wanted. So I usually bake a cake. And so I was trying to figure out how I was going to do it, like given the schedule, like how I was going to fit in cake baking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you want? And he's like, you know what? Honestly, he's like, I'd love a supermarket cake, like go up, get it out of the fridge type of cake. And I was like, really? So I did. I went to the supermarket, grabbed a cake out of the cooler, went over there and I was like, can you write something on it? And they're like, yep. They wrote something on it. I took it home. I was like, voila, happy birthday.
Oh my God.
I did pick him up ice cream. He's like, did Party know that you were getting me ice cream? Because that was one of the things I got him. He loves Rocky Road.
Okay, so do I.
It's really hard to find.
Yeah, it is. That's because they have all these different kinds now. You know, it's just, I don't know, maybe it's just out all the time. And because everybody's, maybe there's a shortage.
There was one brand that had it.
Okay.
I was like looking at all, because I was going to get him some like really high end. Like I was like, oh, maybe Haagen-Dazs or, you know, one of these fancy ones because it's his birthday.
Uh-huh.
And it ended up being like the supermarket brand. Like it ended up being, you know, like Kroger or Roundy. And they were like,
it's still good.
Yeah. No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, I was like, he wanted a supermarket cake and he got supermarket ice cream. Like he was having a real fancy birthday.
Yeah, because I've had the Talenti, I've had all that. I mean, and it's good and all. You know, Ben and Jerry's is good, but Kroger, whatever, all that stuff. Ice cream is ice cream to me. I love ice cream. I'm more of a fan of ice cream than cake. That's the first thing I'll eat.
Yeah.
So yeah, as for supermarket cake, I haven't had a supermarket cake in a while. But God, that does sound delicious. Especially, I should just go get one and have someone write something on there for me. I've never done that before.
Oh, it's great. You go up to the counter and you're like, hey, will you write? And they're like, yeah, what color? And what do you want it to say? Because I didn't get a big cake because I knew basically he was the only person in the house that was going to eat it. So they had this like smaller one. And so it really wouldn't fit like happy birthday. So I just did Peter is and his age. And so that was it. Like they were like, here you go.
Did you do candles and stuff? Or?
Yeah, we did candles. Okay. And but the thing was, is that he was telling me, he's like, just make sure that there's not a lot of frosting and it's not too sweet. I was like, how would I? What?
How do you do that?
Right. I was like, that's what you find out when you cut into the cake that you've already purchased. Like, I can't be like, excuse me.
How light sweet on the is frosting. Your frosting
and how thick is it going to be on this cake? They're like, dude, it was in a cooler with 75 other cakes that we're hoping to move today. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Well, God, did you sing happy birthday? Did you guys
we
do
did.
That? Oh, my
we
God.
We sang happy birthday. The kids were really funny about it. Because they're happy birthday, dear dad. Hope you make it another year. I was like, dang.
Dang is right. God, I got two birthdays on Saturday.
What's going on?
Well, my buddy Tim, I'm the godfather of his daughter, Eva, and that's her birthday. And then my on Saturday at like 11, it's like 11 to 12:30 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to run over to my in-law, brother and sister-in-law, Katie and Manuel's, because Camila, my niece, turns the same age. They're born around the same time, I think a day apart. Wow. So then it's going to be the whole awkward, everyone singing happy birthday, and I'm just going to be mouthing it because I don't like to sing happy birthday.
Nobody sings it well. It's the worst song ever.
No.
It's got like so many notes in it that people can't naturally hit well.
Yes, it's a terrible song.
It's a terrible song.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my, so I'll have a lot of ice cream this weekend. That's for sure.
You're
so
very excited.
Yeah. I'll be
well,
very
that was
excited.
What I told him. I got him. He's like, oh, you got me ice cream. I was like, well, you got to have ice cream with birthday cake.
Yes.
Like, I don't think of a lot of ice cream and cake combinations, but there's something about birthday cake that requires you to have a scoop of ice cream on the same plate.
Yes.
You know, like there's something about like the paper plate that you've got a piece of store-bought cake on and then like a scoop of like vanilla ice cream that's practically melting on the deal. And you've got like one mom cutting the cake and another mom doing the scooper. It's like,
do you, when you eat the cake like that on a plate, do you take ice cream and cake in one bite? Because that's what I, that's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
I agree. There's something about it. I just can't eat cake by, I could eat cake by myself, but I just prefer not to.
The best is when the ice cream starts to melt.
Yes.
And it gets like the cake a little, like the bottom of the cake a little soggy because it's like melting onto the plate.
Yeah.
And that's then you get like that, like milky cake. Man.
Everybody go get a cake today.
Everybody go. Well, can you imagine? Like Hy-Vee is like sold out. They're like, there was a crazy run on store-bought cakes today. Everyone's like, why not? And you know what? Here's what I would challenge you to do. Go get a cake and then take it up there, even if it's not your birthday, and just be like, yay, Molly. Could you put that on there, please?
Yes. Or big party.
Right.
One or the other. Do that. Send us a picture, and yeah, we'll you know what? We'll pick one, the favorite one, and I'll give you something out of my house.
Yeah, well, okay. There'll be a prize. There will be a prize. But go to a supermarket. It needs to be a super. Well, I mean, but there's something about the supermarket cake.
Yeah,
and go get it and ask them. It doesn't have to be an anniversary or a confirmation or a birthday party. Just go up and be like,
could big you party show,
yay, Molly, or big party show.
Yeah, put big party show. Yeah. Little cross promotion right there. Yeah, I'll give you something out of the studios. What I'll give you. I don't know what I have. You can pick. Look at this. I have this little guy. Look at this. This is a chipmunk.
Wow.
See that? There's another little chipmunk. Let's see what they are.
Oh, yeah. Did you get those for your wedding?
There was the wedding topper. There's chipmunks. Yeah. Then you know what happened that night?
Stop it. Gross.
Hey, not so gross. All right. So, hey, guess what? Guess what's on the market? Airbnb. Airbnb, they're going to be, they have a new Airbnb house that you may be interested in.
Okay.
It looks like HBO's Heated Rivalry, the cottage, the actual cottage. It's going to be listed on Airbnb next month. So you guys can enjoy the show, in your head or maybe on TV there, but there's a short window before the property opens for regular booking. This is a special price. Okay. So right now, it's about $181 a night. That's a deal. Have you not seen this house, this cabin?
That's insane.
It is totally insane. I've not watched the show, but I did look at the pictures and everything like that. And I was like, holy smokes, I would love to stay there.
And he calls it the cottage. You show up and you're like, cottage?
Yeah, it's the cottage.
You and I have a very different version of cottage.
Yeah, it's like windows all the way around. Yeah, it's modern. Really neat. And it sits on a lake. All right. They don't know what the price is going to be when it's for regular people. Not for regular people, but just for,
regular Airbnb. Like yeah, it'll be a lot.
Sure. Sure. It will. So you're going to have access to the private dock on the lake and a home gym. And then it has three bedrooms and a large open living space. I'm looking at the photo and oh my God, that I would love to spend the night there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, the kitchen is really cool. I mean, it's got a really neat patio. I mean, they shoot the entire episode there.
That's the last episode, really right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I still have not seen it at all.
I'm going to the cottage. You're like, no way! And then you show up and you're like, cottage? Dang.
Yeah, that's
this
nice.
This guy's like a real estate mogul. He's got like all sorts of...
I was thinking of the cottage is not like that, for sure. So
like a little fishing shack, like that kind of thing where it's like, aw.
So yeah, it's next month. It's next month you can get it.
That's going to be gone in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Somebody's going to like scoop that up.
What's going on with Charlie XCX? What's her
She's
gig?
She's got a new album out. I love it. I can't stop listening to it. Like I can't stop listening to it.
You love her though also. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do.
Oh, she's an older woman, is she? Is she not?
No, she's like 32.
Oh, that's what I meant, as an older woman, as opposed to the young ones that are out there. I guess they're all
like that age late 20s, now. Early 30s. Yeah, there's nobody really. I mean, like Olivia Rodrigo is probably like 23. But I mean, you look at Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, any of the like they're all in that halo of ages. So Wuthering Heights is the like It movie out right now. It's from the same director that did Saltburn. Did you watch Saltburn?
No, I don't know if I watched that. Is that another
you'd remember
heated rivalry type deal? Okay.
Kind of.
All right.
So Charlie XCX did the soundtrack. Oh my God.
It's good,
it
huh?
It is so good.
Well,
so there is this
out.
Song that she's got on it. She hasn't done a video for it yet called Dying for You. And I'm like always glad when I'm alone in the car because I can listen to it 34 times in a row.
Okay.
And have no one complain about the fact that I'm like, hit it again.
No one's there. Yeah.
Hit it again. I was on the treadmill yesterday. I think I listened to it like 7 times.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess
I was like,
all
right, we really
songs.
Need to listen to other music. Like, that's fine. But then like, I'd go back and be like, ah, it's so good. It's so good.
We'll have to check it out for sure. Charlie XCX. Sounds like a plan to me.
Oh my God.
I don't mind her.
So then I'm like on TikTok and it's everywhere. And everybody's like making up their own dances to it. And then she's put out a video of her dancing to it. And people are using it all. It's like a moment right now. This song.
Isn't it great when an artist can put something out where like that's like that Opalite. It just becomes a moment. For people that are super fans of that deal.
Yeah. It's an earworm. Like you can't, I get like that with certain songs where it's like, I can't stop listening to it. I'm sure it's some sort of undiagnosed hyperfixation, ADHD, something. I mean,
probably.
There's gotta be like some sort of mental reason. Any normal person would be like, I listened to it once, maybe
one
twice
time.
And I was fine. Yeah. And I'm like 67.
Yeah. All right. So I teased on Wednesday this Kentucky story. And the reason why I'm holding it to the end, because I don't know how long you can sit through this story. Okay.
Why do you do this? The show is going so well.
Well, it is still going well. All right. This is a crazy story that I found and I want to share it like all my other fun stories that I come up with and find. This is a Kentucky man. He's facing charges after a bizarre encounter in the woods that has left the local police 100% stunned. Okay. So according to this police report, Edwards was caught committing a sexual act on a dead deer carcass in a wooded area.
What? Why would you talk about this story? What is wrong with you? Why would that even?
Hold
like,
on. Hold on. Someone walked up on him. They stumbled up upon the scene and they immediately called the cops. But what was stranger is that Edwards was reportedly covered in fur and wearing animal skins during the incident. So he was a real life furry. Yeah. Anyway, class A misdemeanor for that is all. How strange.
Yeah, I was
going to
say he's not.
People.
I mean, besides just being strange and obviously deranged, he didn't violate anything. I mean, he didn't break a law. Like,
no,
what law is it?
It's sexual misconduct with an animal, I guess, whether it's alive or dead, that'll be, you know, settled in court. But it's a class A misdemeanor in the state of Kentucky, only in Kentucky. So it's like you walk up on it. He's obviously got the outfit, right? He's out in the woods pretending like he's a deer. Right. I mean, that must have been how it happened. And then all of a sudden he walks up on a deer and he's like,
that's a lot of planning.
Huh. He's probably already pretending like he's a deer is what I'm saying. You know, that's probably his side gig. He likes to be furry type stuff in
I
the woods.
Think
so,
probably what happened
know.
Is
he killed
the deer, went home, got changed and came back. You're not just in deer clothes and you stumble across. You're like, well, what is, who, what, dead deer, me in deer clothes naked. The chances are non-existent. Those are the chances. Unless you make that situation happen. That situation doesn't, like, the universe doesn't go like, here's a gift. You weird man walking through a woods naked in deer belts.
All right, so this is what happened. I don't think he ran home. He probably ran to the vehicle. He probably just dressed like that and then killed it and then went to town after that or something. Can you imagine walking? You go on a lot of walks. Can you imagine walking up on something like that? You would be like, what the hell is going on?
No.
You know.
I think just knowing me, I think I would scream, what's wrong with you? Like, I think my knee-jerk reaction would be like, what's wrong with you? And then stop myself and realize that I shouldn't have engaged. Because if somebody is like warped enough to make that reality happen, like how warped are they to maybe snuff out the person that discovered their deviance?
Yes. The cops are saying that they've never in their whole.
Yeah, no,
careers.
I would think that that would be one of those. The Academy didn't train me for this moment. All right, guys, this is the part of this. This is the part of Academy training we never like to get to, but obviously we need to cover guy in woods screwing dead deer dressed as deer. I know. If I had a dollar for every time.
Oh, my God.
You'd have $0.
I can't even believe that even this story even existed. When I found it, I was like, that's podcast gold, baby. That's podcast gold.
I can't believe you found it. Did you have to sort through all your fast food emails to get to it? Weird news. Fast food email. Hold on. Kentucky deer corpse.
All right, we're gonna roll out of here and hit the weekend hard is what we're gonna do. Don't forget, if you get a cake, you know just go out and treat yourself with a cake. It's not like an expense that you're gonna waste. You're gonna spend money. It's not an extra charge. There's an upcharge to write on it. I don't think so.
It's included.
And then you just have them write big party show or something that refers to the show, and then send us a photo and we'll give you something. I don't know what yet.
But we will be giving you something.
Yeah,
it could be from me too because I'm coming to town.
Yeah, you are. So maybe we'll team up on something. But all right, have a safe weekend. We'll see you Monday, and do yourself good. Squirrel.